You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me just prophesy for a moment, the last shall be first. I said the last shall be first. You're going to be such a first place winner that you're going to thank him that you experienced being last. And when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, it was as if we had dreamed. And when the Lord turned your captivity, everything you went through is going to seem like a dream.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Protect and Maintain Momentum. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 24, verses 4 through 7.
As he speaks to the fisherman, the brawny one that denied him three times when he saw the heat going on. And he told him, after you are converted, after I've fixed you, after I forgive you, I want you to strengthen the brothers. And now the fisherman is now the leader of the church in Israel or Jerusalem. And he writes to us and says, not just to the Jew, but to the world, with the perspective that God so loved the world, though at one time he was prejudiced and didn't believe that the Spirit will fall on all flesh. And he had to be corrected while in Cornelius' house in Acts chapter 10. He had the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost hadn't pushed out his prejudice yet. Like some of you, you got the Holy Ghost, but there's still some ghosts inside of you. Like Cavassier. It's a spirit too. And you got to kick that ghost out. And some got the ghost of prejudice and resentment, and God's got to drive it out as well. And he spoke to Peter and said, whatever I've cleansed, Jesus, you got your biases. You're becoming like the Pharisees. You got your biases. You think you can read God, but whatever I put my hands on and cleanse, you may not accept it, but when I cleanse it, you got to receive it. Hallelujah. And I don't care how they come into this church or what they look like or what's perceived. Once they come in, hallelujah, we've got to open up our heart and receive them. And the fisherman is redeemed. Hallelujah. And he says to us, you are a chosen generation. You're the royal priesthood. You're the holy nation. And you're a special people. Put your hand on your chest and say, I am special. Come on, my mama, my daddy, my fellow man may have not seen it. My family members haven't seen it. My spouse may not have seen it. But I am special. Say it again, I'm special. You are special people to proclaim the praises of him that called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. I prophesy a new level of praise is about to emanate from Truth Revealed. A new level, hallelujah. A new level of praise, hallelujah. It's not just the praise that you praise before he does it, but this is the kind of praise that's coming. After God does what he says he's gonna do, there's another level of praise that's gonna come from you. The praise that will not be denied. The praise that will will come from your soul. The praise that's not about your talent. The praise that comes from your gut. The praise that pushes you into another level. The praise that makes you work with your bishop. The praise that works with the plan of God. Ooh, Jesus. Touch your neighbor and say, there is a new praise.
Glory to God.
There is a praise. There is a praise. There is a praise. Ah, Jesus. Open up your mouth and release the new praise. I said, open it up. Abatha, be open. For deep cries the deep. Ooh, Jesus. If you say yes, he says, I will. I gotta teach. I was sharing this morning several aspects of the chosen. You're selected. Ongoing decision. Commit to prioritize you. When God chose you, it's an ongoing commitment to prioritize you. I told you that I know what it's like not to be preferred. And there are many in this room. Actually, most of my leadership has been denied at times. That's who God sent me as a motley crew to help to develop. That's people who are gifted, but they weren't recognized or prioritized. So instead of you looking at a person to see if they're qualified or not, I want you to look at their resume, not about accomplishments, but how many years did they spend sitting on a bench? Because that's what God is doing with regard to this church. And he has sent me a motley crew that has been denied over and over again. And God let me know when you're selected now, you got to appreciate this. It means that you have been now prioritized. Let me just prophesy for a moment. The last shall be first. I said the last shall be first. You're going to be such a first place winner that you're going to thank him that you experience being last. And when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, it was as if we had dreamed. And when the Lord turned your captivity, everything you went through is going to seem like a dream. The dream, listen, and the prioritization that God is about to get to you. I'm not saying it the right way, but the fact that he chose you is going to be so profound. You're going to ask him to let you experience what you experienced again so you can experience this value that you experienced. I want you to think about it. Going through hell and high water, and the high water, the issue in the hell is so profound. When you come out and you experience the blessing, you say, Lord, let me go through that Red Sea again so I can experience this. Okay. That's the kind of blessing that God is going to give you. That when you come out, you'll say, let me go through it again so I can experience this promise. Read Psalm 126 and 127 and you hear what I'm saying. I know you say, well, where are you coming up? I'm in the Word. That's where I'm at. The Psalm of Ascent. As they're coming out of valley and moving up to Jerusalem, he gave them a song.
Glory to God.
These Psalms of Ascent means God is now about to pull you out of the valley and take you to a higher spot. And Psalm 126 is a psalm of ascent. A psalm of ascent. And when he turns your captivity and you enter into your promise, it will seem as if you had dreamed.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And I don't know what's happening to me. But I know that there's something happening. I want y'all to say, that's all right, son. It'll manifest itself.
Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus.
It'll manifest itself. Let me say it again. I don't know what's happening to me. But I know there's something happening. And I need y'all to say, that's all right, son. It'll manifest itself. And you don't need to know what's happening. You don't have to know all of the details. But I'm here to tell you it's about to manifest.
Glory to God.
You've been chosen by God to abstain from you and to obtain salvation through Jesus. For those of you that are on teetering whether you should be saved or not, or give God your heart, you were chosen to be saved. That's why you're under the sound of my voice. That's why God brought you here, so I can speak to you as a mouthpiece of the Lord, because it's not complete until you give your heart to Jesus. Stop playing with your destiny and your salvation. You were selected for salvation. It ain't your choice. You were selected. You were selected from your mother's womb. Now you can leave this meeting today and go back out there, but it won't be the same when you go out there dancing. It ain't gonna be the same, because you're gonna hear my word. You weren't chosen to be out there shaking, baby. No, you're supposed to be in the house of God dancing in the presence of the Lord. And I want to see some Pentecostal dancing.
I
want to see some spinning up in the church. I want to see some people waving their hand in the air like they don't care about hairdo, and give God the glory and the praise and the honor. I want to see you give God. If you're going to bend over for God and Barack God. Lenore, lift your hand in the air. In the name of Jesus, bless her body in Jesus' name. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. This morning I laid out a template of the generations. I want you to go back at 8 o'clock and look at that message. Download it, MP3 it, MP4 it. Get it in your gut. I don't have time to go through all of it, but you need to understand that you are a chosen generation. You're chosen people. So-called experts have label the generations of the past, and they've also predicted what the new generations will do.
They've prophesied about it. They've prognosticated, another word for it. Every time you see a weatherman, they're prognosticating the weather to let you know what's coming. They have satellites, but I believe God wants me to prophesy, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I believe God wants me to prophesy to you as the chosen generation and tell you what you're going to do. Just like they're telling you what they believe you're going to do based on previous history. So they're predicting, they're prophesying, they're prognosticating, they're foretelling. The future and the plans or the arrangements of your behaviors. They're predicting how you will spend your money in the future. They're predicting your culture. They predicted that African Americans would release their own culture and embrace what they call hip hop. So what is a hip hop culture? Sagging pants. Won't get haircuts. Defiant, no emotion shown, 100 women in your body count, women with 200 men. Because if we desecrate the woman, if she does what the man does, you can't recover. You got to wipe it all out because she's the indicator of how pure and the resilience that's in the culture. And if you desecrate her, if she try to be like me and boss up, you're not going to recover. So hip hop through music has shifted you. You got a problem with praising because you don't praise no man, but you bounce. You bounce to the culture. Well, I am. Oh, you bounce every week. Glory to God. Somebody has prophesied about your culture and your lifestyle that you would have no routines. That your kids won't wake up with a routine. Because you stayed on the phone all night. You tired when you got to go to work. So they didn't get any breakfast. And you fed them with sugar. And then you want to beat them because they in class and they can't keep their mind right. But you fed them with sugar. You see the lifestyle of the women in Atlanta. I don't know what they call. Maybe the hip-hop in Atlanta and all these other things. And you think everybody's supposed to look like that. They selected what kind of culture you have. They projected how healthy you would be based on your food choices. They believe that you will associate with certain people mentioned. And you would desecrate and walk away from those who don't look like you. Or even those that do. They're pulling hair from beasts out of Africa. Because they believe they know how much weave we'll get. I don't mean to hurt you, but I'm telling you, they're looking at you. They know how much the billion-dollar industry is coming from African Americans to look like others, but not happy with yourself. Because you didn't have a father to speak to you and tell you, without all of that, you're still beautiful. Well, he was a nasty man. Nasty uncles. Bad granddaddies. Neighborhood pimps, human trafficking. They know what's happening in your community. And they prophesied. And I gave you this morning the several generations that have been, the ones that are now, and the ones to come. Like the GI generation, which were called the greatest generation.
from 1960, 1901 to 1927. Went through all kind of hell and high water and still came through. World War II, the Great Depression, still came through. Didn't have any of the amenities that we have today, but they persevered. Then you got the silent generation after them, after going through. Instead of giving God praise, they got quiet. That's what happens when you go through issues. Instead of coming into the house, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house. When people go through, what they do is get quiet and they isolate. And the next generation is called the silent generation. 1928 to 1945. This is when communism began to invade America. The ideology of communism. It is mushroomed now to where New York has embraced a democratic socialist. Because he tells you what you want to hear. Free this and free that. But you don't understand, it's tied to communism. And if you look at it, Martin Luther King was asked about communism. He said, there's a relativism that I can't agree with when it comes to communism. But you don't know his voice. And you can care less about what he said because he's not Tupac. But if you care about what he said, you will back away from anything that looks like communism or socialism. At the same time, we should take care of the poor. But we're not supposed to take care of people that work and that can work and they just want to get something free. So we need balance. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I know what I'm talking about. I have given away $17,000 in a year to make sure people have what they need. And we did a $1.8 million grant to make sure people got their rent paid. None of them are here. None of them that you want to pay their bills came back to the house and said thank you. After the money ran out, they ran out. Just like with you. When your liquor run out, they out. When your weed run out, they out. Silent generation. Allow communism to invade the ideology to take root in America. You saw it, but you wouldn't say it. Then we got the baby boomers. Sexual revolution. From 1946, they ain't have much. Rats in the house, but they knew what to do in the dark. 1946 to 1964, a whole lot of bumping and grinding. You remind me of my Jeep. I want to wax it. Something like my sound. I want to pump it. Girl, you look like my car. I want to drive it. And like my bank account. Ooh, Jesus, I want to spend it, baby. It's something about your love that got me going crazy. Come on, R. Kelly. I got to bring you to him. The biggest boom of babies being born came through that time with no money, no education, but a whole lot of bumping and grinding. Where were you at during the summer of love? Now I'm talking to somebody in this room. If you around 70, 75, and 80, you know what I'm talking about. This is how we came into existence. People going to college should be in college, but they're in back rooms. A whole lot of it went on in America. Baby boomers. And then we have Generation X. 1965 to 1980. I don't have time to go through it, but you got to get that message because The Generation X, just laissez-faire. This is what kids begin to defy their parents. What parents have left them alone. I got to go to work. So y'all do what you do. And when the child is left alone, things happen in the dugout. Players on the field, but something going wrong in the dugout. Then millennials from 1981 to 1996. A lot of self-centeredness. Smart, but self-centered. Because no guidance from parents. Parents still trying to be diva when your season is past. When you got a child, you can't be diva. I know you want to back talk with me. I can be both. No, you can't. No, you can't. That's why you got to watch and wait before you have children. Once there's a child, diva gone. Brothers, once you have a baby, ain't no Mac Daddy no more. Everything about you should be directed to that baby. But you're too young and ignorant. Nobody told you that your seed is important. Your verbal seed, your financial seed, and your semen. 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 Y'all mad, but listen, I'm trying to show you when I preach here. I'm a modern day prophet. I got to give it to you like you need to hear it so you can wake up, tell your boy to tuck his stuff in and go to school. And to leave the hot mamas alone because you can't handle her. And for all of you cougars, let the boys go home. I want me a young man. Let the boy go home.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Protect and Maintain Momentum, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Sessions on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to discover ways to invest in your relationship and become more connected. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Child care is provided. Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. Discover God's purpose for you. Join the Driven Life course starting February 9th. Sign up via the TR app, website, or QR code in the foyer.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.